Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is a Doug Loves Movies shorty coming to you from a luxurious hotel bed in a hotel room in Boston, Massachusetts on Monday, April 1st, no joke, 2 Oceans 13. Saturday night, I did two stand-up shows at Helium in Portland, Oregon with Graham Elwood. Thank you to everyone who came out. Great crowds in Portland. We played the Leonard Maltin game. Graham against audience members at the end of the first show, and at the end of the second show, Sam the Mam Levine, a.k.a. Little Wolverine, went head-to-head against Graham on behalf of two lucky audience members with cool name tags. I'll play the audio from both at the end of this mini-boner. The reason I'm in Boston is because I'm doing a show tonight at Northeastern. It's students only, so don't worry about it. Blackman Auditorium, if you are a student. But if you're not a student, I'll be back in Boston for a show at Brighton Music Hall on Sunday, May 19th. And I'll be at Feet Hall in Providence on Saturday, May 18th. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies, at Randy Lawson, R-A-N-D-I Lawson, tweeted, "A good day to die hard boiled eggs. Hashtag Easter." This has been Tweet Relief, Easter edition, tweets about eggs. On the flights from Portland to Boston, I watched parts of Lincoln and Wreck-It Ralph, and a hilarious ep of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, the cast of which I would still like to get as guests on this podcast. So if you know them, tell them to get in touch. And I'll be in Philly. I don't think the shows are on sale yet, but I will be back in Philly on June 22nd and 23rd doing a stand-up show and a Doug Loves Movies taping, both at 4:20. More tour dates? Okay. San Diego, April 7th. Phoenix, April 13th. Seattle, April 14th. San Francisco, April 19 and 20. And Eugene, Oregon, April 21st. Lots of dates throughout the summer. Go to DougLovesMovies.com for deets and links and links and deets. All right, enough of me yakking. Here's two Leonard Maltin games from Helium in Portland. And have a great April Fool's Day, y'all. Hey, everybody. We're at the Helium Comedy Club for the 7:30 show on, what is the date, Graham? Saturday. 30th, May 30th, March. It's great to be here. See all the Mayflowers.
Yeah. Everybody have a good morning.
And all the other boats. All the other boats with the pilgrims that go by. Now, we had a... I got thrown off by it. We had a problem in the crowd. What'd you say, ma'am?
I said, what if you already ate your name?
What if you already ate your name tag? Well, I think you know what if you already ate your name tag. It's inside you, and we cannot see it anymore. So now you don't have a name tag.
I ate it.
I ate it. Oh, you were here at the last show, and you brought the Rice Krispie treats with bacon in it? Yes, she did? What kind of weirdo speaks of themselves? She did it.
Oh, he's gonna win today.
Yeah, because the woman that brought the Rice Krispie thing seemed very nice and docile.
Who's this Wingbird?
This is her friend. This is her friend that's now two shows into the day and has had her four champagne cocktails.
What if she ate her name tag?
What? Yeah.
She's like a pro athlete speaking in the third person, like. I'm going to be the best grandma that I can be tonight.
Yeah. When Doug Benson goes out on the court, Doug Benson eats some name tag. Some people brought name tags. Other people just thought it was a stand-up comedy show.
Oh, my God.
We got a couple of good ones up front that we met after the first show. And we just need somebody. Yes. You can scribble it on a piece of paper.
Nice.
Yeah, she's got one. She made one real fast.
I love you, sir.
I'm going to guide you, say I love you, and you just threw it right back.
Yeah.
You don't want to get to know him first?
No. I'm going to put my corn dog in his butt.
To say that in my set, I call back to corn dog in the butt, and I keep forgetting. And it would fit perfect in the stuff in your asshole section that I do. It would fit in great.
All right,
just squeeze it right in there.
She goes, I bought your Palm Strike shirt last time I was here. It's my most favorite shirt. But she didn't wear it tonight.
And her name is Rose Lynn.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So forget about the bud. I never thought I'd say this. Forget about the bud. It's just Rose Lynn. I'm glad she's laughing harder than anyone at that. Because that's all.
And she made it out of a FedEx box. So that's really...
Portland.
That's Portland, yeah.
All of our name tags are made from things that already existed. Mine is a chicken. Yeah, that seems against the grain of the whole Portland attitude that you kill a chicken and make it a name tag.
Yeah, but it's locally grown.
And my name is Charles.
Doesn't make any sense. This is the best May Day I've ever had. I can't wait to get off this sinking boat.
Oh. Is this really uncomfortable for you?
Yeah, you're really nervous?
Alright, what if I stand here more creepy and make it out?
People hate public speaking enough as it is. They don't need someone hovering over them being creepy.
Is that your name tag? Did you make your name tag out of a FedEx box? Do you like corn dogs? You get along the way?
You're going to love the way I cook them. I mean, hold them.
Oh, that's what I call my butthole, my corn dog warm. Seriously, it's in Wikipedia. Look it up.
It doesn't warm it as much as just maintains it. It's your butthole is a corn dog koozie.
Oh, Jesus.
Welcome back to Two Guys Making a Lady Uncomfortable on Stage. Lawsuit is about to happen.
Okay, Rosalind. This is just between Rosalind and Graham. She gets to pick a category, and they'll duke it out. And if she wins, she's going to get all three of those fabulous prizes. Yo, know, she just gestured him like she was on Price is Right. This is no Plinko, though. This takes some actual skill. You get to pick between the following categories, Rosalind. Would you like Two's Company, Three's a Cloud Atlas? Almost a crowd. Cloud Atlas, and that's a movie where someone plays multiple roles. Or would you like a category called Are We There, Niet? And that's movies that are set in Russia. Are you good at this or bad at this? She gave the universal symbol for homosexual.
You're good or bad at this, huh? You didn't tell me, sweetie.
Oh, these I loaded up a bunch of really hard categories, so I apologize. But oh, this one's not too bad. Category Jeopardy, movies with a question mark in the title. Movies with a question mark, or one of those other two things.
The first one was where an actor plays multiple characters in the movie.
Yeah,
let's do that one.
And then, oh, you want that one? Okay.
Yeah, the Cloud Atlas.
All right. This movie is from 1996. Don't, if you know it, don't say anything. If you don't know it, don't say anything. Don't even guess. 2.5 stars from Leonard Maltin on his movie review app. He called this movie an overly self-satisfied spoof from 1986. And he also...
96.
What'd I say?
96.
Hang on. Hang on. It's 96.
96?
Yeah.
Right.
96.
She wins if you confuse her.
She wins if you confuse her.
Oh, you heard her voice differently. I heard... She wins if you confuse her. Is she a great big fat person? Don't promote her in the pocket. We haven't done that one in a while because Bane sort of took over. How about Bane saying things for them? Put the lotion in the bucket.
Oh, you mean that great big fat person?
It puts all the lotion on against the hose again.
I'm the FBI's record.
Okay, so your clues are it's overly self-satisfied. Someone plays multiple roles in it, and it also that it was inspired by a gum card series.
What?
Yeah, the movie was inspired by a gum card series. And hang on, lady. Or weird dude. 96. And Leonard lists 20 names. How many names do you think you get it in, Rosalind?
10.
10 is a, that's, you know, you cut half of them out there. That's a pretty strong bid. That's what you say, 10?
Yeah.
Okay, she says 10, Graham.
8.
Alright, 8. You can tell them to name it, or you can go lower. Out of 20 names in a movie that has someone playing multiple characters from 1996.
Yeah, so you can go lower.
2.5 stars from Leonard.
Name it. This
guy's just yelling, name it.
Name it.
Forced her into it.
Oh, I got it.
Are you her boyfriend?
Yes.
What would you tell her to do, Manos?
I would tell her to have a name.
Yeah.
Okay, he thinks that's the right move, too. All
right.
But this isn't Price is Right. You can't bully people into... All right, Graham, here comes your 10 names.
8.
Here comes your 20 names. Barbet Schroeder, Christina Applegate. Christina Flapplemape. Yeah, Christina Applegate. Joe Don Baker.
Lisa Marie, Sylvia Sidney, Paul Winfield, Pam Grier, Jim Brown, Natalie Portman, and Lucas Haas.
1996, people played multiple characters.
Someone played multiple characters. People in the audience are muttering.
Dead to me.
Sam Levine just said that Graham is dead to me if he doesn't get it, because Sam Levine's back there knowing the answer. Like the little Wolverine that he is. He wants to come out here with his adamantium claws.
He's just so mad that I won the 12 Guests of Christmas 2 years in a row.
You are formidable, but you just got took down by a little girl with a sled. An adult lady with a sled.
And it's based on a bazooka.
Gotta be 21 to get in here. Yeah, you got 10 of the 20 names, dude. What is it? Three seconds. Sam is so upset.
Naked Gun 33 and a third.
Sam, let's have Sam say it into your microphone, Graham, what the title is.
Motherfucking Mars Attacks!
Mars Attacks! Where Jack Nicholson plays multiple roles. You win, Rosalind! There you go.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Mars Attacks. Yeah, Jack Nicholson plays the president and also a rich oil guy. So it's almost like they're looking at the future of politics. Assuming that's going to be the same person. The richest guy is going to be the president. It's fucked up. I didn't mean to get into a social statement at the end of our presentation. Congratulations to Rosalind for winning, for Graham Elwood. You guys are so awesome. I said this on the both shows I did last night, and I'm saying again tonight, that it is my intention to come back next year and record my 420 album taping right here in Portland, Oregon. So we're trying to make that happen, and in the meantime, I'll see you guys real soon. Thanks a lot. Good night. All right, Helium, it's the Late Show, Saturday night, March 30th.
Easter
Eve,
man. It's almost there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, it's too far away. No, Graham. Graham, you're worse than this donut. I'm recording this. Sam brought a gift in addition to Graham's CD and my T-shirt and CD. Sam included a copy of The Passion of the Christ. A DVD, not Blu-ray, because you are a Jew. And that's horrible. It's a horrible thing to say, but you do understand. That's why you picked this as a prize.
Yes.
As a Jewish man, you thought it'd be funny.
Well,
And then you got somebody special to sign it.
I did. I caught him over on 9th Avenue.
Might have been just a long-haired guy, but go ahead.
It was Jesus Christ. I have no idea. He looks up like 9th. There's a lot from here. Where's your sassies?
There's a lot of JC impersonators in these parts.
I
don't know if you got the real one.
It was good enough to sign it for you guys tonight.
Yeah. He wrote, please watch this every Easter, love Jesus.
Oh, no!
Wow! It's like we have a roadie flying in with the microphone, and now Sam has nothing to say.
Well, I'm
Was he talking about anything? I was just watching Graham turn into a some sort of animatronic, scary. This is like from one of those movies where a ventriloquist dummy kills people. Kind of weird. Oh no! Now he's a
bees plural.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
What's going on my new album?
I don't like any of this. Please stop it. Don't pee in my drink, Graham.
Sorry. What am I supposed to do? It's just sitting right there.
Come on. A man doesn't pee in a man's beverage, man. A man respects hospitality.
Respects hospitality.
You don't
what?
You don't pee on hospitality. Is my point.
So that cocktail represents hospitality?
Ladies and gentlemen, here's a glass of hospitality.
It's a line from a movie. Seven people got it.
Troll 2.
Well done,
sir.
You don't win anything for knowing that.
You win Graham and my respect.
Yes.
And that is a hard to come by in the movie trivia.
Yes.
Arena.
Did anybody bring name tags tonight for this final stand-up show here? Sam and Graham are each going to pick a name tag. And then they're going to play on your behalf.
This guy.
We're going to have a showdown.
What's that name tag way in the back, sir?
Here.
Come closer. Take your pants off.
Oh, there's a lady. Oh, now I get it. There's a lady over there with a poster for Liar Liar. She was just trying to get our attention earlier.
Wow. When all right.
Lady yelled liar me earlier in the
I'll
show.
Okay, buddy. Let's go.
Remember that?
Seriously, you gotta take your pants off.
All right.
Citizen Kane. He's got the Citizen Kane
record. Wow. This is impressive, dude.
Yeah, and he changed it to Citizen James.
Nice. And he even has a shithead.
Oh, okay. So if you lose.
You're gonna win.
If you lose, Graham, I will read that.
And?
Wow, Graham's yawning.
And
this is so exciting.
And I went with Garrett, who has created a delightful sign, which I will be retweeting. Pirate Radio. And a junior in an eye patch and a pirate cat. That is Pirate Radio, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just words.
There's a quote from Len Moulton on there.
And it says, wet, wild, and retarded.
I wasn't going to say it out loud.
It's attributed to Len Moulton, Leonard's evil twin.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, he doesn't like to be called Len.
It's not like to be called Len.
No.
Leonard.
But when he's not around, I call him Len, because I love him. It's affectionate, though.
You get 4 stars.
Never go full retarded.
That's from the movie. I don't know.
Just a reference. Like, ever since I saw Django, I just throw the N-word around and go, it's from a movie.
It's a mystery.
All right, so these guys are going to compete in one round of the Leonard Maltin game. How do we decide who gets to pick the category? That's a conundrum. What?
Sam can go.
Oh!
So typically, like, he's expecting me to go, no, Graham, you go. But I'll go. Sure.
Alright. I'm going to make it tough on you guys. These categories are not going to be easy.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Tough. Toughies. Would you like Sam Levine?
Yes.
4 weddings and a funeral. That's Frank Sinatra movies. Because he had 4 wives and now he's dead. Or The Phantom Dennis. And that's movies where Dennis Leary is heard but not seen.
Dear God, don't do that with Sam. Dear God.
No.
Or Wreck-It Ralph. Movies, Ralph Macchio movies that were rated bomb by Leonard Maltin.
Oh, man. Wreck-It Ralph. Yeah, let's do that.
It's just Karate Kids 2 through 4.
He's got some other stinkers in there that I would not have been surprised if we had to get the ball.
All right, this movie that Ralph Macchio was in, that Leonard Maltin called a bomb.
Yeah.
Audience, don't yell out if you know it. It's just between these guys.
Okay.
1989. Mm-hmm. Leonard calls this movie utterly stupid. And then the last line of the review is, "But this film is hopeless."
Utterly stupid and hopeless.
Yeah, and Ralph Macchio is in it. And he lists seven names. How many names do you think it would take you to discern the title? Sam.
There's a guy in the back. What? I'm just a stoner who wanted to hear jokes.
Negative two names.
Oh, shit. Sam came to play. And Graham came to pay. Because that's a tough position to be in.
Shit. All right. Fuck. Name that movie, Samuel.
I saw this in theaters in 1989. And I believe that would be The Karate Kid Part 3, starring the aforementioned Ralph Macchio and Noriyuki Pat Morita.
Sam, I hate you. And that is correct.
The first one was 84?
84, yeah.
Alright.
That was ridiculous.
Are you upset that I got Noriyuki Pat Morita? Are you looking for
I'm upset by everything that comes out of your mouth.
Come on, buddy.
But yeah, great job. Who are you playing for again?
I'm playing for Garrett.
Garrett, come get your prizes. Get all the stuff. Graham will give you
yeah, just come out to the lobby. I'll give you a
Palm
Springs
dance prize.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, man. Hang on, brother.
Yeah, yeah. We've seen Garrett before.
Garrett's a good player. He's a good player.
Yeah, he's actually played the game on stage. Yeah, so it's weird. Out of all these people, that's who we picked. Somebody who already had a chance. But this person, I'm going to say they're shithead here at the end. But let's just say really quickly, thanks again. Good competition, fellas. Sam Levine and Graham Elwood.
Thank you so much.
Tearing it up. And yeah, this has been a fun night. I hope you guys had a good time. And we will see you outside. You know, not just near the merch table, but also outside the building. There's a few more things I'm going to need from all of you. I'm going to need some attention. You know, just some good old-fashioned advice, maybe. And as always, the governor from The Walking Dead is a shithead.
Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room